Riley's Return by Tammy Hoag, narrated by Susan Boyce. Prologue. University of Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana, Spring 1977. Okay, everybody, this is it. The final portrait of the fearsome foursome. Make sure your caps are on straight, ladies. I'm setting the timer now. Brian Hennessy hunched over the 35mm camera, fussing with buttons and switches, pausing once to push his glasses up on his straight nose. Jane Jordan watched him, her dark eyes bright with curiosity and unshed tears. She memorized everything about the moment, Brian's athletic way of moving, the gentleness of his big hands on the delicate equipment, the way his tawny hair stuck out between his cap and the collar of his shirt. At some later date, she would be able to replay this moment through her mind as if it were a movie clip. Absently, she lifted a slim hand in a token attempt at straightening her wild mane of dark auburn hair. Her heart ached at the thought that memories would soon be all she would have of her friends. Decked out in graduation caps and gowns, they stood on the damp grass near the blue expanse of St. Mary's Lake. The clean, cool air was sweet with the scents of spring flowers, new leaves, and freshly cut grass. Birdsong mingled with Alice Cooper's "School's Out," blasting from a boombox in a distant dorm. Beside her stood sweet-natured Faith Kincaid. Golden hair, golden heart, and an inner peacefulness Jane had always admired and envied. Beside Faith stood Elena Montgomery, the group cynic. Elena was as practical as the short style of her chestnut hair. She stubbornly refused to believe in anything that couldn't be admitted as evidence in a court of law. Brian hustled around to stand behind them, his cap askew. He was handsome, sweet, and eccentric. A student of all things...